Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
And welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Bob Ginsberg, and with me tonight are Tom and Melissa Gould and Fran Ginsberg. And tonight we're going to continue our What If series. And as you may recall, we send out periodic surveys asking provocative questions. What we're going to be discussing tonight, we asked a question, assuming that after your physical death you decide to reincarnate and have retained memories of your previous life, what would you do? I mean, do you think that you'd come back for a reason? Would you want to connect with the family of your previous life? And if you have any thoughts on that, feel free to join in. The number here is 1-888-627-6008. And the sponsor of tonight's show is KAMLAK.com. And Fran's going to bring us up on some foundation stuff before we get going.
Okay, really quick, we want to always remind our listeners to check the events page on our website, where things can change quickly, especially these days. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for all the latest events and happenings. Coming up free this coming month, this month, May, on May 9th, we have from 2 to 3 p.m., that's Eastern Time, 11 to noon Pacific, and anything you want to calculate in between or around that, we have the Visionary Explorers group. They meet online. All other afterlife discussion groups have been moved to the online meetings until further notice, and details for individual groups can be found on the event page listings on the website. So please note that some of the groups have opted to wait until in-person meetings can resume, and those pages on the website will have that information noted. Our next webinar is Mediums on the Spot, presented by Professor Paranormal Lloyd Auerbach with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Rebecca Anlo Cicero and Joanne Gerber. The special live webinar is set for Wednesday, May 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Our annual Summer Grief Transformation Retreat has been filling up. So if you're thinking of attending this very special weekend event on July 10th through 12th, in Chester, Connecticut, with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums Kim Russo, Joe Scheel, who's our spirit artist, and Joe Peretta, along with our featured facilitator, Dr. Mohana Way Snowtime. Sign up now to learn that the mystery of death is not a mystery at all, but a doorway to another chapter of continuing life. And please help us keep all of our programs going by visiting our website and clicking on the donation button. It's on every single page. Because of the work we do not receive the grants and funding that all other traditional not-for-profits enjoy. You can also help us pay our bills by participating in iGive.com, Amazon.com, Amazon Smile, and great nonprofits. And follow us on our YouTube channel for great stories and videos at youtube.com/afterlifeeducation. Back to you, Bob.
And we are going to get into the topic. So we asked the question, assuming that after your physical death, you decide to reincarnate and have retained memories of your previous life, what would you do? Do you think that you have come back for a reason? Would you want to connect with the family of your previous life? You know, we did word it that way, that you decide to reincarnate, assuming that it is a decision that you make. You know, we don't really know for sure. And why don't we get into some of the responses, and then we can kick it around as a group, or if somebody wants to call in. Fine. So we have the first response. I think we do come back for a reason. We are part of the planning for that. And yes, I would want to connect with the family from a previous life. And I believe we already have opportunities in our life to do so. So when when somebody says that they would want to connect with the family from a previous life, the question is, do you think that they want to do that out of curiosity or to let them know that it's you and you still exist?
Ah, that's good. But assuming how much they've read about what we know about crossing over, they're already greeted by the people that they know. So,
yeah, but the previous family is still alive.
The previous family is still alive, and they're coming back here, and they want to connect with them here. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. So they're reincarnating back to the physical world, and they want to go back to the family where they came from.
I think that that's going to be their own curiosity. And I wouldn't doubt that actually happens.
Yeah. You guys have any thoughts on that?
Well, I know that we've read in books about children who remember the family that they came from and then tell details. And if they have open-minded parents, they actually seek out the other families, and that child can tell things about the family that they couldn't possibly know otherwise. So it has been done. As far as personally, I mean, you have to come back as a baby. So by the time you're old enough to seek out your old family, they'd be really old, I guess. Or unless in our case that we would come back and then grow up and find our grandchildren with children of their own at that time or something. So I'm not sure I necessarily would do a whole lifetime just to see that, especially when on the other side you can see it anyway in real time. So I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't think I would go that way.
Yeah. And some people, I mean, one person wrote in, quite honestly, because of my life today, I have no desire to ever reincarnate. And my life here and now has always been awful with much suffering. And, you know, she goes on about, you know, some of the troubles. So there are some people that feel that this physical world is enough, you know, and then they have no desire to repeat it again. We've often talked about how some people believe that the physical world, when people talk about a hell or a heaven, that the physical world is sometimes seems like hell, as opposed to the real world and the afterlife being more heaven.
Loving. Compassion, sure.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned earlier about deciding to come back, or do you have the decision, you know, and we also have heard about the contract that we make before we come over. So that sort of implies there's a certain degree of free will involved in our coming back, because you sign up to live the life that you're living. I unfortunately, for the person who wrote in with a miserable life, hard to believe, but you kind of contracted. From what we know, you agreed to this life for what it can teach you. So hopefully, I am sorry for the person that had to live through misery, but hopefully that person can find some meaning in having to go through that misery.
Yeah, and it's an interesting concept, because, you know, another person writes that, she would certainly investigate and verify the facts of the prior life and meet up with a prior family. But then she writes, I'm not sure if I would have come back for a reason. If we do come back, I'm not sure it is for a reason, or if we really have no control over it and it's something that we simply just do. So that's another possibility that some people may believe in it. Does it have to be a reason?
But even if it's not for a reason, I mean, it's not for our known reason, but if, as Tom says, we're signing some sort of a contract that before we incarnate, We know what we're going up against and we agree to do it. So whether or not that's a free choice or not, do we really know?
We don't know. I was just looking at the next answer. It said, you know, interesting questions. I'm here in the physical body, so I must have decided to come back or needed to come back. I believe the purpose this time on Earth is to work on inclusion as one. My heart says, yes, I would want to reconnect with my present family if I were reincarnated. But I'm thinking with a very limited mind, though. I imagine there's a greater understanding of love in spirit. So loss of a loved one is something that never happens. If so, my family members may only be a small part of a very large group of spirits on our path to enlightenment. So we have maybe a different perspective. So we're thinking it, you know, in the wrong way when we talk about these things. We're going to go to a quick break and come back with a lot more of your questions, and there's a lot of them. So stay with us, back in a few minutes.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And we're back on The Gathering, and we are discussing one of the survey questions, and you wrote in your answers, and this one is regarding reincarnation. If you chose to reincarnate, do you think that you came back for a reason, and would you want to connect with the family of your previous life? So, you know, continuing with some of your responses, here's one. I understand each life is unrelated to past lives, although there is evidence that phobias and anxieties in a current life may have been triggered by events in a past life and can be resolved through past life regression. So I guess that's a bit confusing. So then aren't they related? You know, I mean, she said, I understand each life is unrelated to past lives. So if you're inheriting a phobia or some sort of a trait from a past life, then there is a relationship.
I would interpret it as her saying that the existence that you come into with each incarnation is not related to any other existence. However, because there's this accumulation of different personalities within your soul, then you can, according to this theory of past life regression, if you want to believe it or not, pick up the phobias or the things from a previous life.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, she also says, which is interesting and valid point, I suspect that spending time trying to reestablish contact with past loved ones may be counterproductive to one's current mission on Earth.
Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. And then she goes on, she or he, I don't know. So personally, I would not wish to contact the family of my previous life. There'll be time enough for catching up when we're all once again reunited in the spiritual realm. It's also a good point, you know, so why the urgency? You know, if this physical life is just a blip, you're going to meet up with them eventually anyways, you know. So I don't disagree with that.
I think you might have some type of amnesia to make you forget that last incarnation. Well, who knows what incarnation you're at, but I don't think it would be that quite evident to you. You know, a little interesting thought, I don't know what you would call it a thought, but when my daughter first introduced us or was about to introduce us to her soon-to-be in-laws, she met them while she was dating her husband. We hadn't met them yet. She was so protective of them in an odd way. And she later told me she felt she had been the mother to her mother-in-law in another lifetime.
Wow. And
so she like took this instant protectiveness over her. And we hadn't even met them yet. So that was kind of interesting, and I could kind of see it a little bit too. I felt that the in-laws were they're from California, but just seemed from a gentler time, not cynical, just a gentler time. And I suspected my daughter noticed that too and didn't want to hear any derogatory comments or, you know, criticisms. Not like there was anything I would have thought to even criticize. It was an observation. It was simply an observation that I made about them. And, but no, you know, don't talk about my child that way.
The protective mother came out.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
I was reading the, you know, the next response, and it's piggybacks on something that you said, Melissa, about amnesia. It starts off, if I'm as curious as I am in this life, when the next one comes around, I'd probably want to find out whatever I could to connect the pieces and then decide what I can do with those pieces and how it could, how this could help in this new life. With that said, I also think we come back for many reasons, such as to learn new lessons. Maybe part of not knowing is needed to learn something new that our soul needs or wants to experience. So, you know, maybe there's a reason that we don't remember, you know, or that the,
I think that's what Tom was implying when he was talking about the contract, that you make the contract and then you have no knowledge of this contract that you made mm-hmm. that really maps out what you're going to experience when you incarnate.
Yeah. She also says, you know, such as understanding relationships or different emotions or struggles and unique experiences. As for wanting to connect with family, sure I would. Maybe it would help me better understand myself. And I have a lot of people to hug and thank for the experience that we had together that has helped me grow. As for a couple of relatives, maybe we've had enough of each other and we'll just call it even and say we learned our lesson.
Yeah.
So, who couldn't say that about their families?
Right. Now, this person has a valid point. He says, fundamentally, I'm not sure this is a valid question as it presumes that we are making that decision with the knowledge that we currently have access to in this incarnation and in the physical world. I would think that the decisions regarding reincarnation are made based upon the knowledge which we would have post-mortem and in the spiritual world. Can't argue with that.
Confusing.
Yeah. Well, you know, so, you know, I mean, we can't understand how that decision is made, you know, I guess until we reach that other world. So speculating about it, I guess.
Assuming that we will understand it when we get to the other side.
Yeah.
You know, we're making all these assumptions that we're going to discover all this stuff, and maybe we don't.
Yeah. So we've talked about it before, but that's always an interesting point. So we believe that we come back to learn some lesson or to complete some part of our soul that was missing, but yet at the same time, we don't have memories, you know, at least after the age of five, for the most part, of this past life. So that always raises the question of how do we know what we're missing, or how do we know what we need to accomplish? Is it something that's just on a subconscious level and part of our soul, or an inner knowledge?
That's my understanding, and that's why we should be meditating, and that's why we should be working with our guides mm-hmm. so that we do take the right pathways and make the right choices to accomplish what it was that we came here to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, what about this? I mean, if I asked you, so we cross over and we're really comfortable in this afterlife realm, you know, there's light and there's comfort and there's you know, all good things. It must be a very difficult decision, you know, or maybe something else makes that decision for us, you know, to come back. I mean, don't you, like near-death experiences, when they always say that they didn't want to come back, you know, they fought it, you know, and then they were told by whatever source that they can't stay there and they had more work to do. You think it's the same kind of situation? You know, you're here, you are in this beautiful environment, and yet somebody's telling us that we have more work to do?
Yeah, we have had evidence that there are more than one level when you get to the other side. I mean, we're here in the physical, and when we pass, we go into the spiritual, but when we get to the spiritual, we look and we see, oh, look at over there. Now there's something, you know, the nirvana, if you will, from the Buddhist idea, that there are higher levels. And so if you get to the next level and you look around at your guides and say, well, what do I need to do to go to that level? And they say, well, let's look over here. It looks like you could learn to do this. And, you know, how can I do that? Well, if you go back to Earth and live this life, you'll get credit to get you up a little further or something like that.
Oh, it's like a degree.
I do think that there are degrees of spiritualism once you get to the other side.
I'm open to that. Because I always think about it. So, you know, I keep going back to that in my mind, you know. So we've had loved ones that have passed before us, and we cross over, and we're in total ecstasy because we're with them again. It seems like nothing's going to pry me away from that.
Yeah.
You have a calling, you know, so and a mission, right?
Well, and again, you know, we also realize, and Fran and I have both read the Seth books, and it's not an exclusion that when you come back to Earth, you're not exclusively back here on Earth. You have part of your soul is still on the other side with your loved ones. So it's just a part of you that's coming back for this experience. And again, our souls are eternal. Coming back to Earth for 100 years, when you're talking about an infinity, is just like going to school for the day, you know, and then you come home at the end of the night and you say, well, how was Earth for you this time around? Not bad. I'll let you know tomorrow when I do this other thing.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, it does seem to be a common thread in these answers. I mean, most people seem to agree with a lot with each other and with some of what we've been saying. I believe that we reincarnate with a sole purpose and in part to complete what was left incomplete in a past life. We chose what we want to complete and set up the circumstances to recreate it. I believe we reconnect with individuals from past lives as planned before our next incarnation. There are people we may recognize as a person who has been in a previous lifetime with us, yet not everyone recognizes souls from previous incarnations or is even at this place in consciousness. Another person writes, I feel we only come back into our previous family if unresolved entanglements exist or we were unable to fully learn a valuable lesson for our soul. This includes helping a family member to learn a particular life lesson as well. I do not feel as if we always stay with our same family of origin. If that were the case, our learning on Earth may be limited. So that we may have an optimal soul expansion, I feel our soul learns lessons from every dynamic within the earthly realm. Remaining with one family may prevent this from happening. So, there are cases where people stay in the same immediate family group, right?
Do we know that?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that in a lot of the cases from Ian Stevenson and Jim Tucker. And then there are others, you know, it's totally unrelated. Most of them are totally unrelated family, and that's where they go back to, you know, the previous family. And as soon as they're brought to the house, they recognize the previous family members. So it's pretty extraordinary. Whatever I do, it will be for a reason, and the spirit allies will all be a part of it. Again, I believe that we come back for specific reasons, all which have to do with the evolution of the soul. Pretty much as everybody is on the same page. Yes, I would want to reconnect to the family of my previous life that would include my husband. To be able to be with him again would be the reason for me to decide to reincarnate. However, if I'm already able to be with him after my physical death, then I'll be happy where I am and I'll choose not to reincarnate.
As long as she's with him, it doesn't matter which side of the fence she's on. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's loving. Yeah. That's sweet.
Yes, we all come here for a reason. I hope that I would be brave enough as a small child to not just confide in the adults in my world, but also to convince them to help me to confirm those memories. I like that, you know, it's because like we said, if your memories are only with us for a finite number of years, and the average is 5, you really have to be persistent, very persistent as a child. To imagine that, to convince your parents that you were led a previous life and then convince them to let you investigate or to investigate that on your behalf. I never thought of it that way, but it takes a very determined and brave child.
Well, if you look at the cases that were out there, though, that the parents, in those cases, the ones that were publicized in the United States, the parents were open to this kind of stuff and they were aware of it. So I think as we, as a culture, learn more about reincarnation and are more open to reincarnation, that little five-year-old isn't going to have such a hard time of getting this message across.
Yeah. And we know there are a lot fewer cases that have been documented in the United States than there are in some other countries, because reincarnation is not as generally accepted as a concept as it is in a lot of other, you know, countries and cultures. So most of these cases come from outside, you know, the United States. Here's one. I think we get to choose if we want to reincarnate into another life. From my understanding, living again in a body form is a way to advance in the afterlife, as we have learned another lifetime of knowledge. This is the reason a soul will come back. That's kind of what you were saying, Tom, you know, that if there are realms and spheres in the afterlife and you want to progress, this is part of the progression, right?
Yeah.
So then the question is, you think reincarnation is necessary to advance in the afterlife realm, or do some people not need to do it? You have any thoughts on that?
I think we've heard stories about, I don't know the source of those stories, but things that you could work on the other side. It might be a little more challenging, or whatever unpleasant might be unpleasant, it could fall into that, or it could be, you know, coming back here. As the choice. So there might be something about the lessons to be learned on the other side that aren't all roses for some reason. But I don't know. Can you add to that?
Well, I don't think everybody has to reincarnate. I don't think it is just a round and around like a merry-go-round that you just keep coming around and around and around. I do think it's your level of spiritualism, again, that if you get to the other side and you want to advance, maybe coming back here helps. But I'm not ruling out that there are things you can do once you're on the other side. Talking about a reason for coming back, I don't think it's necessarily a big, heavy, this is what I have to do. I think a reason could very easily be, hey, I want to go do the physical one more time, you know, just because I know that it can be fun. And, you know, maybe you had fun the last time around and you're like, oh, let me do that again. And then this time around, it's not quite so much fun, but I do think that, it could. And again, because it's only a short amount of time, I often equate life to a carnival ride that you're on a roller coaster, you get off, and you know, if you're a 10-year-old kid and you get off the roller coaster, what do you want to do? You want to jump right back on and take another ride again. So I think there could be a fair amount of that in reincarnation.
Yeah. I think, I also think that, you know, that self-judgment is a part of it. We hear that, you know, people have life reviews and they go through all the things that they did in their life, and then that affects where they wind up in the afterlife realm. And maybe it's sort of like that. And once you're in the afterlife realm too, you're deciding what you need on an inner soul level, and you act accordingly. You know, it's not like somebody or some entity is standing there and saying, okay, you back, you know, we just know that we need to go back. We're going to take our second break, so we have more to talk about. Stay with us. Be back in a few minutes.
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Am I Psychic is a mobile app designed using statistics, science, and parapsychological protocols to test psychic ability using fun games. Each game has two unique modes. In psychokinesis mode, influence the game using mind over matter ability. In extrasensory perception mode, guess which random option will be chosen. Am I Psychic can store your results in an anonymous database used to eventually publish in academic journals. Available on the App Store and Google Play. Go to ampsychicapp.com and be a part of proving psychic phenomena to the world. Some profits will be donated to the Rhine Research Center.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering, and we're talking about reincarnation and the choices that we make. Is it a choice? Do we come back for a reason? Would you want to connect with the prior family? And you've written in responses to our survey, and we've been going through that. Here's another one. I do believe that we incarnate for reasons, and that if children who remember were believed, perhaps it would be easier for us to achieve our goals while we are here. I believe that I found as an adult, not a child, my father and cousin from a recent past life, and they were important relationships for me in both lives. We don't talk about that a lot, but a lot of people will not necessarily have relatives, but they'll meet people and they'll say things like, I'm sure I knew this person in a past life, you know, or I knew this person before. Has that ever happened to you?
The more I think about what I was also often attributing an easy flow of conversation and like-mindedness with new people I meet as being possibly from the same soul group. But maybe that's the same thing. Maybe the soul groups are the people we were once paired with in a family type situation. Because they're definitely people who the flow of a conversation does not go smoothly. They don't get you. You know, sometimes people can finish your sentences almost, and others it's like, no, you're way off base. But beyond all that, just an easy understanding of one another, which I almost feel like we've had because, you know, right from the start, we kind of understood and got each other. With other people, it's so much of a struggle and you almost, you know, sort of give up on it. But I'm wondering if I've been confusing my thoughts about soul groups and, you know, perhaps possible former family members. However, having said that out loud, thinking about people in my current family, you know, that doesn't mean it's like I feel like I'm with certain people in my family to learn lessons from. So maybe the ones that that leads me onto another train of thought that I can't expand on right now.
Or you're put into a family that has a member that really needs help, and you're sent here to see what you can do for this soul who's trying desperately to learn and having trouble. And so you're put into proximity with them. I tend to believe that that's possibly a case. Like, again, the soul contract, okay, you're going to be a parent and your child is going to drive you crazy because it's a soul that is really troubled. But you're the kind of person we need to be there on the planet to hopefully help them find their way, kind of thing. So I think it goes both ways, what you're going to learn and what you can do for someone else.
And what do you think in those cases when the parents are so open and so understanding, and yet the child cannot be helped? So the parents were put in the role of parents to this soul, and yet they were unsuccessful. Who was unsuccessful, the child or the parent?
Neither. Neither would have been unsuccessful if that was their journey to have that experience. Just the experience of working with that kind of a child.
You know, I never thought about it before, but it just popped into my head. So let's say you transition to the afterlife and you reunite with your whole immediate family that was there already, you know. So you meet your mother, your father, you know, your spouse, and so you have your whole group is reunited again. I wonder if anybody collectively says, you know what, why don't we all
go for
another ride in the physical?
Together. Oh, like tablets or something?
Well, then wouldn't that be a soul group?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so. Well, that's what Melissa was talking about. But I personally, when I come across somebody and I look into their eyes, I get a sense of whether or not I've known them for a long time.
Very interesting.
Because there's, you know, there's soul groups, and then of course we've heard of the term soul mate. And I've conjectured with Melissa every once in a while that since we were born just a month apart, I feel that we were on the other side. And we say, and okay, this is a game. I'm going to be born in Kentucky. You can be born in New York, and let's see if we can find each other.
That's right.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
It worked. Yeah, successful game. Yeah. This person wrote, I would probably come back to fix the problems or hurts I may have caused. I would want to see and thank the people who took care and helped me and loved me. It raises the question, do you have to reincarnate to accomplish that? Can you maybe help the people that remain in the physical while you're still on the other side?
I think there's kind of like a laissez-faire thing that goes on where you're not supposed to intervene in the lives of the people who are in the physical world when you're on the other side. I mean, if you're part of their guide things or you're pushing them to uphold their contract, then,
Well, but then you hear cases, you know, where people are, you know, about to get into an accident and they hear their deceased father whisper in their ear, you know,
right.
Stop.
So I'm saying that's because they didn't complete their contract. They have to stay.
Okay.
So there's no real interference. It's guidance. It's saying, okay, guy, let's step on the brake here and not do this.
That's true. In fact, I've heard after a near-death experiences where the person is clinically dead and they're on the other side, and then they get somebody meets them or a voice comes in their ear and says, it's not your time. You have to go back. So, yeah, I think exactly what you said is correct. In that regard,
here's one: might not want to come back, but if I did, obviously knowing life is an adventure, that would be the reason. It's another roller coaster, right? Simple as that. Looking back, considering my life's history, I'd not want to relive or repeat relationships of the past.
Okay.
So he's willing to come back for another ride, but. Not necessarily, he doesn't want to repeat, you know, what went on in this incarnation.
And you know what I might throw out there also, maybe we don't have to wait till we cross over to deal with some of the things we need to correct with how we live this life. You know, some of the, as you say, if we, the life review, if you are able or enlightened enough to start your life review while you're still living the life, and through meditation and you know, spiritual connection, try to correct some of the things or to advance your soul while you're still here.
I subscribe to that. I've always kind of felt I'm not coming back. I just kind of had this knowing. And now that I think about it, maybe that's why I'm always overthinking everything, because I'm always trying to make things right now. So maybe that's my journey, because I've just always had that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This one repeats kind of what we've been saying. I think we get to choose if we want to reincarnate into another life. From my understanding, living again in a body form is a way to advance in the afterlife, as we have learned another lifetime of knowledge, and that's the reason a soul will come back. Connecting with a previous family from another life, if it happens organically, just means it's meant to be, and that is the synchronicity of life. But I don't think I would want to seek out my family. Not everybody is, you know, so interested in seeking out the previous
people.
Family. I find that surprising. I mean, I would definitely want to.
You would?
Yeah.
I think that once we go to the other side, we become this all-knowing thing, and that kind of stuff becomes unimportant.
That could very well be.
Yeah, that sounds true.
Yeah.
Plenty of people that when we bring up this subject in discussion groups or stuff who, and I talk about, well, you know, your loved ones are going to greet you, your family's going to greet you on the other side. And they go, I don't want to see them.
So, that was a topic I thought we should have for a future gathering. You know, how to help those people, because we're all about making those connections. And yet there are those individuals who do not care to make those. And we've heard mediums and other knowledgeable people offer their suggestions. I mean, my personal take on it is that awful person, when they face their life review and see the error of their ways, are so humbled by that experience that it transforms them in that moment. And perhaps then when the person they offended or were offensive to meets up with them again, all is forgiven, because that person will have their life review as well. But while that other while that person's still in the physical form, they don't realize the transformation. Although we hear plenty of times that the personality is intact. You know, we get the raucous, jokey uncle or demanding mother or something along those lines. So I can't quite put it all together, but I think it's somewhere meshed in there.
Yeah. Here's another one. It's, you know, maybe I would have to come back to be part of my family again, maybe to resolve issues that I could not sort out in my prior life. Not only would I love my son to reincarnate, he passed in 2014, I would want him to be born into my family so I could see his soul one more time. So that's a common thing. I mean, if you've lost a loved one and you believe in reincarnation, you're kind of always looking, you know, when new ones are born, you know, into the family. The question always remains in the back of your mind, could this be, you know?
Yeah.
Could this be, you know, my son or my daughter that's back in the family again? And you look for little signs, you know, and little personality quirks and likes and dislikes. And I know I was always looking for that. When my grandson was born, I sometimes he would do things, you know, that my daughter used to do before she passed. And then the thought would always run through my mind. I was always open to that. And then I tend to rationalize it and then kind of disbelieve it. But it's still, I'm certainly open to it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find out, you know, when I pop over there, you know.
Just pop over, Bob. Don't stay. Just pop over.
I think here's what it says. I think the past should be the past. Reincarnation should be a fresh start, a better start to a life of new memories. So many people live in the past and actually let it rule their life to the point of being detrimental to happiness and well-being. If reincarnation is an actual choice, then use it to be a better person. I'm not sure that when we come back, there is a particular reason for it. I think we are being given another chance to redeem our souls for any wrongdoing we may have perpetrated in a previous life. Once we have completed our mission, then our soul can go on for the rest of eternity. So that's another perspective, you know, but don't dwell in the past, meaning just if you reincarnate, don't even bother looking for what you once were. Just start.
It's a good point that he makes. Yeah. That, you know, we all tend to, even in our physical existence here now, tend to dwell in the past. So why do it when you reincarnate and you, as he points out, have a fresh start?
And there's a saying that if you're always looking back, you don't see where you're going.
Good point.
Yep. And on that, I'm going to turn it over to you for your global peace prayer.
We now ask our listeners to please join us in our global peace prayers. May the universe create a channel of healing energy from our participating listeners, sending that energy to those who are in need of recovery of the physical body, spirit, and mind. Now let us, as one consciousness, give our energy of loving thought by praying like this. To love one another, to treat others as we would like to be treated, to forgive others and return love for hate, kindness for anger, to spread this feeling to everyone, to our fellow man, as well as the earth and its environment. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones really are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.